Things, aren't they? Yes, we'll put those last two boxes in.
Yeah.
And then can we get
traffic signs. Pressing on something. We did not sit down something.
That's right. You're a good boy tidying up, aren't you? Aren't you clever?
Yeah.
I think you are.
No, I don't need enough change.
No, I think you do, Thomas. You might not be wet now, but if we don't change you, we'll soon. Let's take your shoes off.
No. Lie down.
Well, lie down now. Would you like a pillow?
No.
No? That's right. Lie the other way so I can see your face.
No.
Cheeky.
No.
You've got these very bright yellow trousers on again, haven't you?
Hey, look, no.
I'm going to let Purdy in. She can be eating a lunch while you're up here, can't she?
I know. She's not under the settee.
No, she's not under the settee. She's there.
Where?
There.
Where?
There.
There.
You can see.
What?
Thomas.
I spit at Purdy.
You don't spit at Purdy. You don't spit at anybody. Why are you making that sound?
Lino.
What are you doing? Pretend to be Bebo?
Yeah. And then that sad one.
Pardon?
That fire engine said, Bebo.
That's right, that's what fire engines say. Are you pretending your lorry's a fire engine?
Yeah.
All right.
Not really, made that fact.
Is your vest? Your vest feels a little bit wet, doesn't it?
Not.
Will you just sit 1 minute while I get a clean vest?
No, Purdy, drop it. Well, I'll happy.
It's actually your moisturising cream that you're just banging on the table, aren't you? Oh, I've got
a white van,
yes. Tell you what, Thomas, we've only just got it in time because it's raining quite heavily now, isn't it?
I'm going to put that hammer.
Where have we been this morning?
I don't know.
You don't know? Where have you just come from?
B&Q.
B&Q? We've not been to B&Q.
Yes.
Into the toddler group.
Oh no, stop it! Lady carry a pushchair? Yes.
Who is that? Oh, when we arrived? Yeah. Yes, that's right. The lady tried to help us with the pushchair getting through the door, but it was easier when you got out, wasn't it, and walked in. And then Mummy could just lift the pushchair in.
Hello, Purdy.
Let's put your jumper back on. What? Thomas!
Hello, Purdy. Nice to see you, Purdy.
Hello, Purdy. Nice to see you. That's nice of you to say so. You blowing kisses at her?
Yes. Nice, Purdy.
She is nice, isn't she?
Ooh.
Let's take this white vest. And your nappy.
Ooh.
Thomas, don't.
I'm whistling.
you whistle. Mm. Oh, well, you were doing that at Swaddle Agree because they had a recorder there, didn't they?
Yeah.
And at the end, we did Grand Old Duke of York and Humpty Dumpty with something else, banging instruments, didn't we? Mm. Can't remember what the other one was. And you had a tambourine, but then at the end you found a little blue recorder, didn't you?
I wanted it. A bit noisy.
You wanted it because it was a bit noisy?
Yeah, the lady's a bit noisy.
So the lady said it's a bit noisy?
Yes.
Did she say that just to you or to everybody?
Everybody.
Everybody. I couldn't tell what she was saying because of the noise.
What's happening?
Well, that's Birdie sharpening her claws on the cat scratcher. We've got a scratcher underneath, a scratching post underneath the stairs. Because pussycats need to sharpen their claws. And they go outside and do that on trees. But it's not very nice with her outside now, so when she can't go out, we've got a scratching post inside.
Put it on. Put its slippers.
Well, wait to put your slippers on until we've got your trousers back on, otherwise we're not going to be able to get your trousers over the top of the slippers, are we?
Oh my god.
And you went to activity time this morning, didn't you?
Well, and mummy. And I cow. And I'm not gone, mummy.
Could you not find mummy?
And under the doors.
Well, mummy had popped into the kitchen to take a cup of coffee back, or at least the empty cup back. And when I walked out, you disappeared. Were you looking for mummy?
Yeah.
So you just disappeared through the activity time doors.
Yeah.
And what was everybody making this morning?
I got milk.
Making fishes.
And I not.
Yes, you did, because Mummy cut you a cardboard fish. Mummy cut the shape of an orange fish out of the orange cardboard. And then we had some glue, didn't we? And little bits of silver and gold. And we had to glue an eye onto the fish. And then some bits of gold and silver paper that was supposed to be scales.
What scales?
But you didn't really want to do it, did you?
No.
Well, next week we'll try and go into activity time properly though, Thomas, because I think you'd enjoy it, darling.
No. Well, I don't like Purdy.
You don't like Purdy?
No.
Well, why did you say then you didn't like Purdy? We were talking about activity time.
Do it again. Debbie time.
Activity time.
Do it again.
What would you like to do again?
Video time.
Activity time.
Yes. Do it again.
Well, we'll do it next week. We'll actually go in. We'll go in together properly right at the start, and then we can watch what the lady wants us to do. And then we can copy, can't we?
Copy.
The lady shows us what to do, and then we all get some things to do the same. But anyway, we've brought the fish home, haven't we? So we can stick some more things on it at home, can't we? And finish it off here. So I think you'd enjoy it. What are you looking at?
Something nice.
Something nice. What can you see?
I don't know.
You don't know. There we are. Nice clean vest, nice clean nappy. Let's put your trousers back on. Oh, your slippers, and then I think you can wash your hands. And it's lunchtime.
I'm having sausage.
What are you having for lunch?
Sausage.
Sausage?
Sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yeah.
We haven't got sandwiches for lunch.
Yes, I don't want.
No, we went into the sausage roll shop, didn't we?
No.
To buy a sausage roll.
Mummy gone.
I'm here. Come on, let's get your trousers put on.
Sit down.
Your trousers on.
Oh, hold your hair.
You can hold my hair, yeah. was very sweet this morning at toddler group because you were playing and all of a sudden you ran over the room and came to give me a kiss, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yes.
Oh, did you miss Mummy?
Yes. I'd have another kiss.
Another kiss. Right, would you like to sit in the chair?
Thomas, you're going to... head.
Yes, because you're going to fall. Come on. There we are. Right, we'll put your slippers on now. Feet will keep warm. Put that back up there, please.
No. I wanted it.
No.
Yes. It's mine. And the one on the radiator.
What about the radiator?
And my little wing.
Thomas?
I'm not Thomas.
Well, who are you?
I don't know.
You don't know who you are?
No.
Well, I think you're Thomas.
Am I not? Something else.
No, I don't think you are Thomas, because Thomas is a good boy. And the little boy that's sitting next to me is getting a bit ratty, isn't he? So I don't think it can be my Thomas.
Thomas Tom.
He's hiding behind the cushion.
Boo!
Boo!
Bye!
Bye-bye.
I threw the dustbin blank. And the dustbin lid.
It's not really a dustbin bag, is it? It's Mummy's cushion.
It's a dustbin bag. Mummy, it's a dustbin bag.
Is it?
Yeah.
To throw it in the dustbin wagon.
Yes.
Well, I've just put it back on the sofa, Thomas.
Hey, no, it's
dirty. It's not very dirty.
Yes, it is.
Sit back in that chair.
Look. Hey, what's that? Stop. It's ugly noise. That this.
Thomas, sit still. You're going to fall out of your chair.
Landing on the floor. Look. Hey.
Why are you throwing them all down on the floor? Why have you thrown them all on the floor? Thomas, what's the matter now? Is with you. You're very whingy. Are you not feeling very well?
No.
You're not feeling very well. What's the matter?
I'm not feeling well, miss.
You don't feel very nice? I'll
put my sweaters.
Just a moment, darling. Let's wash your hands.
No. I don't know. I don't wear my hands. No. Not by them, I don't buy them.
Before meal time, because you've been touching lots of things. You've been playing all morning, and then we've walked home. Because we walked home with Joe and Becky, and we called in at Louise's house, didn't we, to see Louise and Rachel? And then we went to the shop, and then we went to Joe and Becky's house to drop her off. And now we've come home, so we've been a long way.
No.
And you've touched lots of things. You have to have your hands washed.
No. No, Mummy.
You're starting with a cold because your cheeks are red and you're a bit snuffly, aren't you?
I'm not.
You're not? Oh.
No.
Right. There we are.
Mummy, can you go
You like a sausage roll?
But they're all gone.
Sausages, don't you?
Yes.
And last week we had a sausage roll. It might have been on Friday and you wolfed it down, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was, because it was just before Demetra came, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was on the phone to Elaine and you helped yourself to a sausage roll.
Yeah.
And you got it everywhere. Do you remember?
Yes.
Right, would you like it like that or shall I cut it up?
Yeah.
Shall I cut it up?
Yeah. Of course we can.
Of course we can. And there's some coleslaw as well.
Yes.
Would you like that?
Thanks.
Would you like that in a little bowl?
No. Thanks, Scotch.
That's all right, darling. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes.
Does it taste good?
Mmm, that's a tip.
It's nice, it's your favourite. Would you like a bag of Quavers as well?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Please.
I'm probably quite hungry because I haven't really eaten very much over the past few days, have you?
No lunch.
Yeah. Shall I put the quavers into your plate?
Yeah.
Straight onto your plate?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the bag's not cracking, is it? And I think Mummy will have some, but Mummy's going to have the prawn cocktail flavour. Did we see this morning?
Hello.
Pardon?
Hello, Sonia and Isabel.
No, Sonia and Isabel weren't there, were they? I thought they should have been. They said they were going away at the weekend.
Yeah.
So perhaps they just haven't come back yet.
No.
Either that or they're poorly, because Sonia and Matt's cars were both outside, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think if they'd gone away, they would have taken one of the cars with them, so perhaps Isabel isn't well, or maybe they're not well. And who else did you see? You saw Jonathan, didn't you?
Yeah.
But Rachel wasn't there, she's at nursery. And who else?
No.
I don't know. What about Ben and Charlotte?
No.
Just, who is there?
What?
Were both Ben and Charlotte there?
Yeah. No Ben.
No, Ben's at nursery as well. It was just Lynn and Charlotte, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You try the coleslaw?
Mm.
Is it nice?
Mm.
Are you too busy eating to talk?
Mm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, shall we talk later on?
Yes. them, Mum. Count them.
You want to count them?
Yes.
I'm just thinking there's lots of bits on this, aren't there? What do you remember before Christmas?
Yes.
Our little Advent village. We put this together, didn't
before
we?
Before Christmas. Before Christmas in that.
Before the Christmas in that one? Let's have a look.
Yes.
Yes, that's right, because that's Santa's grotto, isn't it?
Oh, a kiss.
You want a kiss? You want to kiss Santa? Oh, that's a nice boy. Just before we look at this, let's give you some colour, because I don't think you're very well.
I hold a picture.
Again.
I hold a picture.
Yeah, just a moment. Let's just have a couple of spoons of this.
Hello? A big church.
That's right, it's a church.
A real one.
There you are, open one.
Not post box, a village. Not a village.
A village? It's like the arches, isn't it?
We got arches.
There you are, another spoonful. Right, it's 1:30, Thomas.
1:30.
So if you need any more medicine, you can have some at 5:30. I hope you don't, because I just don't think you...
Oh, I found a new one!
Have you?
Yes.
I don't think you're 100%. Building a big blockage. Well, look, this is the Advent village before Christmas that we put together. And we put chocolates in each of the houses, didn't we?
Mm.
But then, before Christmas... Before Christmas, you weren't feeling all that good. You weren't very well. So some days you didn't open the village. So now we've got chocolates. Well, shall we go around the houses one by one?
No.
Let's find number one. Where's number one in the village? Because it really needs to be put away now. It's been sitting on a chest of drawers upstairs. Where's number one, Thomas?
That one.
This is number one. It's this little house, look.
It's a house.
Open it. Want to open it? Look, there's a nice tin here. They all need to go back inside the tin, don't they? We've got a jar there that's still got some chocolates left in it. When we're taking sweets out of the houses, we can put the chocolates back in the jar, can't we? There's nothing in number one. Where's number two?
In number two.
Yeah, that's number 16.
16.
We're looking for house number 2. Oh, here we are. It is. It's another house over here. Look, that's the sweetie shop.
That's the sweetie shop.
I've got to remember to take the blue tack off the bottom of the little houses because the blue tack was sticking it to the village base, wasn't it? Oh, there's something in number 2. What is it?
A rack.
A goal ball, because we put...
Two.
That's right. You're going to put them in the sweetie jar. Don't hold many hands too long, otherwise they'll melt. We started off by just putting one chocolate in each house and then we bought more chocolate balls.
I want another one in another one.
So we put 3 in each one, so Mummy, Daddy and Thomas could each have a chocolate. This is why some of them have chocolates and then some don't, because we didn't all get them each day, did we? We're looking for house number 3, Thomas. This is number 3. It's a house like number 1 and 2. Look, what have they got on the door?
Dog.
There's a doggy waiting. Can you see all the holly? The holly wreath. We had a wreath, didn't we?
Yeah.
Is there something inside number 3?
Yeah. Oh, it's somebody. Nino.
We do it quite gently, don't we?
Nino.
Having a job opening this, Thomas.
With the tears.
Here we are. Oh, look, there's one in number 3.
I
think these must be Mummy's chocolates. I think Thomas and Daddy had theirs. Don't think I had time to think about chocolates, did I? Just pop them in the jar, don't hold them, love, or they're going to go soft and melt, aren't they? Number 4 now. Where's number 4?
It's number 4 here.
Which one do you think is number 4? I think the church is number 4.
Yeah.
Well, the church is 14. It does have a 4 on it. It's got a 1 and a 4. And that's got a 4. That's 24. we can't see just number four, can we? I've got to find number four first, Tom.
I put a red in the church.
Was there a red one in the church? You've taken that one out, have you?
Yes, not.
Oh, here's number four. Oh, this is a big house. Is it a house? Oh, no, it's the toy shop. Number four was a toy shop, though. Let's take the blue tack off the bottom. I think we'll leave this blue tack in the tin. It can stay quite fresh till next year, won't it? Oh, what can we see in the toy shop window?
Teddy bears
and a
balloon.
Yes, and a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a lovely Christmas tree outside of the toy shop, isn't there, with a star on top?
And we'll put a train in a lot of sweeties.
Pardon?
Put a lot of sweeties outside. Six.
That's probably Mummy's jacket from the toy shop. I don't think I should shut these again. Next Christmas we'll have a job opening them. Number five, I can see it. It's another house.
Not on it, I mean, I put it in there, and then I'll put another train. A big train, please.
Oh, you want a train? All right, I'll get one for you. Number five, look, a little house. And what's the lady doing? She's opening the door to let...
Purdy.
Let Purdy in, there's a pussycat.
Yes.
Right, we'll open the lid of the house, the roof. And there's the gold ball. Right, you'd like a train, would you?
Yes.
Which one, the Lego train?
Yeah.
The Lego train.
Lego train. Well, my favourite. Lego. Get you.
Where it is, Thomas. It'll take you a minute to find it. We've tidied all the toys away now, haven't we, into a big toy box. I can't find anything.
Tell me the dumper truck, please.
You want the dumper truck?
Yeah, I'll fill it with chocolates.
That's right, you can fill it with chocolates, can't you? Just a minute now.
Nope.
Well, you've got them all in the dumper truck, haven't you? You don't know where your train is. That's the pussycat and the horse that belong with the train. And there's the train cab.
All the trolley's in it.
You going to put them in the cab?
Yeah.
I think we'll have to have a good sort through this. Trains and then they can pull them either way.
Oh no!
I thought your Lego train might have been in there.
It's all.
We'll have to have a good look between us, Thomas, when we finish doing
this. Oh no, it's all dropped off.
Oh, I found it.
Right, you'll find it? No, I not found it at all.
As well. What's your slippers doing off? Have you taken both your slippers off?
Yeah.
Why?
Mummy. Pat, pat, pat. Pat, pat, pat.
What? Are you patting the top of my head when I'm bending down to pick up the chocolates you've dropped?
Yes. Pat, pat, pat. Pat, pat, pat. Funny. Pat, pat, pat.
Is that funny, patting Mummy's head?
Yes, it is.
get them up in a moment. Let's just get this train put together, shall we?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't know where the driver is.
It's sunny. It's sunny.
There you are, find me, the Lego train. I'll just have a quick glance in here and see if I can see them.
Two ring ones.
Can you?
Yes. Six, both. They're looking under the table.
No, Thomas, I'm not picking them up anymore. If you drop them, they stay on the floor. That's it. That's the last time I'm picking them up. If you drop any more, they've got to stay on the floor. Okay? Those two just fit in nicely there, don't they?
Yeah.
But the horse is going to watch and the pussycat's going to sit on the train cab. Where have we got it? So number five?
Yeah, number five, horse.
Number five, of course. Right, now where's number six? Where do we think number six is? We'll keep looking at that one and it's number 24. Here's number six. Oh, what's in the garden on number six?
Snowman.
Snowman, what's he wearing?
Yellow scarf.
Yellow scarf and a hat.
Yeah.
And do you know what he's smoking? Roy the Builder smokes one of those. It's a pipe.
Yeah.
It's not a cigarette, it's a pipe. Liz smokes a pipe as well, Mummy's friend Liz. Oh, now this one, Thomas, number six, you must have opened that before Christmas because it's stuck together with a lot of sellotape. Do you remember one day when Mummy was busy doing something and you got hold of the Advent village and ripped open all the roofs to get the chocolates out? Do you remember doing that?
Okay. I found another!
You found another?
Yeah.
Yes, I know. There were three chocolates in each of these houses. Most of them only have one in now. I'm sure it's Mummy's, not yours and Daddy's. Right, number seven. What's number seven? Another little house?
No snowman.
No snowman, is there not?
There's something in it.
Is
now.
There?
Yeah, chocolate ball.
Another chocolate ball? Yes. Oh, look, somebody's been digging the snow because what's outside? Do you know what that is called?
Yeah. There's a chocolate inside.
What colour chocolate?
Green.
A green one.
No, it's a green. Oops.
Right, that was number seven. Oh, now that was number seven, Thomas. Wasn't it? So the day that was open was the 7th of December. That was the day you saw Santa. At the toddler party where we've been this morning, when we went on the 7th of December, Santa was there. And I'm sure it was quite a nice day because it's not very pleasant today. And it was also Purdy's birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, where is number 8? This is a good counting game, isn't it? I bet it's one of these small houses around here. It is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's a very pretty house. Look, it's got timber frames. Can you see all the beams? Doesn't it look beautiful? You can look inside the windows. When Mummy was a little girl, the house we lived in was number 8. But Grandma and Grandad have moved now and they don't live there anymore. It's number 8, Broadens.
Another.
And number 8, what colour?
Green.
Green.
And can cross. You can cross.
The horse? Oh, are you kissing the horse?
They're chocolates.
The horse is very clever because he's not eating them. He could quite easily jump into that. Into the back of the trailer and start eating some of the chocolates, couldn't he?
No.
Oh, number 9 is a big house, Thomas.
Put it in my back.
You put it. Oh, you're putting the horse behind you, are you?
Yes.
You're putting him behind your back. Why is that?
He's
gone to B&Q. He's gone to B&Q? You're frightened he eats the chocolates, aren't you?
No.
Right, number 9 is a very, very big house, Thomas. And they've got a parcel. Somebody's left a parcel outside the window, but that's the only indication that it's Christmas in that house. Oh, they have a candle in the window.
See a candle.
In the window, look, can you see inside? They've lit some candles on the window now. And this, the lid of this house looks like it's got strawberry jam on it. I think somebody must have opened that one after having jam for breakfast. Who do you think that could have been?
The Lego Bell.
It was Isabel?
Yes.
Well, Isabel was here one day, wasn't she? And she was helping open the advent calendar, but she didn't come after breakfast. I'll give her some wipe.
What is this? That jar around my back.
You're putting the jar around your back?
Yes. And then I see the green one.
The green one? There you go. Should we put the green one in there?
No, in this.
In that one?
Yeah.
And it's in the trailer. Oh, number 9 is such a big house. I don't know how to get into it. So here we are at the top. There's one thing, the little houses are made from something white clean, so. There we are, the gold balls coming in the dumper truck. And puts it in the tray. Now we're looking for number 10, Thomas. Which one do you think is number 10? I can see number 11. Can you see number 10 anywhere?
Yes, I see one.
Number 10.
I see a box.
That's the dice. That's got lots of numbers on it, hasn't it?
Lots of numbers.
Because this little village, we've put all the houses on and filled them with chocolates to use them as an advent calendar. But can you see along the footpath, all different coloured squares on the footpath, and they all have numbers. Because when you're a little bit older, you can play a game with this. You can throw that. Let me show you. This is called a dice and it has numbers on it. And you throw it. And whichever number shows facing you, that's the number of goes you have. So just throw the dice gently on the table. And look, the people in the village walk round. Right, it's number 3. So look, this little squirrel, let's let him walk round 3 squares. 1, 2, 3. Right, are you going to... Oh, don't crush it. Are you going to throw the dice again?
Yeah.
Right, and it's landed on number 6, so he can now walk round 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 squares. I'm not quite sure without reading the instructions what the aim of the game is, but it's probably who can reach the sweet shop or the toy shop first.
Four chocolates,
and I can see number 10, which is the
post office.
The post office, very clever, very good.
Open it.
Do you think Postman Pat has left a chocolate inside?
Yes.
Look, his bicycle's outside. On the front door, they've got a beautiful wreath and a little sign that says open. And in the window, can you see all those sparkly lights all the way around the window?
Okay.
And there's a post box, and at the back, there's his bicycle. And yes, he's left you a little ball. What colour do you think Postman Pat's ball is?
I don't know.
Well, guess. What colour van does he drive?
Red.
Red. Well, that's the colour of the little ball that's inside the house.
Red.
There you are. I would imagine that's more luck than management. But number 11, we saw that a few minutes ago, didn't we?
Thank you, dumper truck.
Thank you, dumper truck. So you're collecting the chocolates in the dumper truck, and then what are you going to do? Load them up in the train?
Yeah.
Would you like the big digger?
Yeah.
No?
It's a bit heavy.
Is it?
The digger's a bit heavy.
Is the digger a bit heavy? Right, okay. It's just that I think there are going to be a lot more chocolates, you know. We're looking for number 11, Thomas. Any ideas?
That tree's fallen down.
It has, hasn't it? Yes, Santa's grotto's fallen down. Well, here's number 11. It's a small house.
I'm going to put that chocolate in that tray.
All right. You're presuming there is a chocolate in it. So good job Mummy didn't eat them all, isn't it? Oh, look, they've got some streamers hanging from their house. And look, the There's a child. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. We can only see its face peeping out of the window. What do you think they're looking for?
Naughty boys.
Looking for naughty boys? Oh, right. I thought they might have been looking to see if they could see Father Christmas coming, or looking out the window perhaps to see if it had been snowing. But you think they're looking for naughty boys?
Yeah.
Right, well, there's a chocolate here. The little boy's got a chocolate inside of his house.
Look.
Yes. Who's going to collect this?
That train.
That train in there?
It's red.
It's red. It's a red one. Right, well, we're nearly halfway through now, Thomas, because we need to go to number 12.
Lots of chocolates.
Lots of chocolates. What sort of chocolates?
I can see one.
You can see one that's slightly open.
I like a train.
Are you going to eat that one? You can eat one. You can eat that one. Oh, you're kissing the train.
Thank you. Come up, Steed.
Thank you so much, Steed.
Bit paper.
Would you like me to help you take the paper off?
Right.
You've done it. Here's number 12. Oh, there's somebody else waiting on the doorstep of number 12. Who's that?
Pussycat.
Pussycat, what colour is it?
Yellow.
Yellow. You imagine that's a ginger cat. Like the one that was sitting on our step a few minutes ago. Well, that's a gold ball. Shall I put that in the bumper truck for you?
Yeah.
Then we move to number 13. You sound very snuffly, Thomas.
Mm.
Where's 13? Ah, this is 13. This very, very big house. It's called Rose Cottage, but it's massive, isn't it? And there's somebody else peering out of the window, but I think he's definitely looking for snow because he's got his shovel, his spade outside of the door. And it might have been snowing because it looks to me as if there's snow on the window ledge. But number 13, Thomas, is open. Rose Cottage has no chocolate in it at all.
Thank you. Green.
We are. Shall we leave the bits of silver paper there? Mm. Perhaps the wooden train could collect all the rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the wooden train?
In my back.
It's round your back. You've hidden it.
Yeah.
Oh, you look nice when you look at Mummy and smile like that. Well, shall we get the train on the table?
No, we'll not find it.
Will I not find it?
No, it's stuck.
It's stuck. Okay. Number 14. Was that the church?
Mm.
Yes, it was the church. It's lovely, isn't it? I remember having a real job trying to put this together because I couldn't work out how to do the steeple. Oh, there's no chocolate in 14 either. No, we must have all been hungry on the 14th of December. 15 is a little house. And instead of a pussycat, who's that?
Dog.
A dog, and it looks like the lady's letting the dog out.
Mm.
And there's a little girl peering through the window. I can tell that's a little girl, even though I can only see her face because she's got a pink ribbon in her hair. And what can you see sitting on the drain, on the chimney pot?
Dicky bird.
A dicky bird. And what sort of dicky bird is it?
It's got red.
It's got a red breast, so what is it?
Red breast.
A zebra.
Zebra.
Oh, red breast. I'm sorry, I thought you said a zebra. What has a red breast?
Sausages don't
have breasts. Sausages have red breasts. What about robins? Do you remember Robin Redbreast? In number 15, I can also see. This looks a very, very happy house, doesn't it? I've got a dog and there's a little girl and Mummy's letting the dog out. If you look through the window at the back, what can we see?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree and the star on top.
Okay, we go watch.
That's right, it was a happy house as well because it had a chocolate inside.
Two chocolates.
Right, then we move to number 16, Thomas. And what can we see inside number 16?
chocolate.
I'm sorry, there's no chocolate inside 16. But there's...
No hat.
A snowman. And he's no hat because what's the little boy doing?
Putting a hat. Oh, Christmas hat on.
That's right, the little boy's wearing a hat that looks like Father Christmas's. It's red with white fur trim and a bobble. But the little boy's lifted the snowman's hat off the snowman, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Or perhaps he's just putting the hat on. What do you think? Do you think he's taking the hat off the snowman or he's about to put it on him?
Put it on me.
I think he might be dressing him, yes. Oh, 17, Thomas. Where's 17? Where's 18?
Open Mummy's chocolate now. Open Mummy's chocolate.
You're opening Mummy's chocolate, so if you open it, are you going to give it to me?
Yes.
Are you? That's nice.
I've
dropped
my chocolate.
You dropped it. Well, never mind. You're
putting more. I need the Mummy's chocolate.
Number 17 is the sweet shop, so there must be a chocolate inside here.
Open another chocolate.
Oh, guess what, Thomas? We must have been hungry on the 17th of December because there isn't a chocolate in. There isn't a chocolate inside the sweetie shop. But the other telltale sign is little chocolate finger marks on the outside that need wiping off.
Your chocolate.
It's for me, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very kind. Oh, thank you, Thomas. That's a good one for sharing. Thank you, darling.
Spit lock.
I was just trying to reach a little train so we could put the rubbish in the train. You want it behind your back, do you?
Yeah. Mm. Ooh, what's happening now?
Wow, they taste good.
What's happening?
I don't know, but you've lifted the lid of the cab and the cat looks like it's about to fall on the floor. It's a pussycat sitting on top, isn't it?
It'll fall down.
Right, do we move to number 18 now? Steady.
Bye.
No, don't be throwing, Thomas. Be careful. Oh, number 18 has nothing in it either.
Oh dear, what's happened? What's happened in that train? Where is it?
And number 19 has nothing in it. Number 18 is a big house, and so is number 19.
Two snowballs. Look.
Yes. There's a pussycat looking out of the window of number 19.
Oh dear.
That's a daisy.
Oh dear.
Did they all fall on the floor?
Oh dear, I want my bat. Oh dear.
Now, shall we move to number 20? Where's 20? It's this one. This is the bakery, the baker's shop. What can you buy inside the baker's? You just pick that glass up, Thomas. It's the glass sweetie jar, because if that falls, it'll smash.
No, listen.
If it falls on the floor, it's going to smash. It's made from glass tools. If it falls, it will break. Let's take the lid off. Shall we start putting the chocolates back in the sweetie jar?
No, Mummy.
Well, I'm looking at the baker's shop because I can see, look, sausage rolls and a chocolate log, Christmas cake. That has a little sign. Do you remember the other shop that had a sign that said open?
Yeah.
Was that the toy shop or the sweet shop?
Not a man.
The post office.
Well, man.
Is there a man outside?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I think that's Rachel's daddy. That's Rachel's father, Miles's grandfather. The post office had a sign on it that said open. And the toy shop had a sign on it that said open. And the baker says open. So unfortunately there's no chocolate inside. What's outside?
Window man.
Snow man.
Window man.
Window man. But Joel's going to fall, Tommy. It was rolling off the table. If it falls on the floor, there'll be a whoosh, big splash.
I want to put it in my bag.
Come on, calm down.
I want to put it in my bag.
Number 21.
Put it in my bag. And then you'll put it in my bag. Please. Put my in my bag. I don't need the lid on.
You don't want the lid on it?
No.
It doesn't really matter because it's going on the floor anyway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number 21. Has nobody in at all, but they've got a spade. Two spades.
I'm going to hold the box in the dumper truck.
Okay, put the box in the dumper truck. Number 21. Be gentle with it, Thomas. Be careful. That's right. Oh, number 22. That's the grocer's. And that says open as well.
Open this.
What do you think the grocer's is selling?
Cherry rolls.
Sausage rolls, it might do. Look.
Full of beads.
What are they?
Full of beads.
Full of beads. I think they're green peas and bananas, aren't they? Or perhaps they're Brussels sprouts. They'd be Brussels sprouts, won't they? Ah, then we get to number 23, which is the florist. Now that says open. Did the greengrocers say it was open?
Yeah.
Is it a greengrocers or a grocer's?
Grocer's.
Let's have a look. Just the grocer's. Yes, the grocer's.
I want a digger.
You want a digger?
Yes, please.
Number 23 is the florist. Okay.
Please, that one's not empty. That's empty.
Is this empty? Yes, number 23 is empty, the florist.
Yeah.
But they're selling Christmas trees and plants and flowers. And the very last one is number 24, and that's Santa's grotto.
A digger.
Okay. And we know who's inside Santa's grotto, don't we? Because we can see him. Who is it?
I don't know.
You don't know? Santa, don't rip it, darling.
Put it in the digger. The big one.
The big digger?
Yeah.
With the digger man?
Yeah. I heard a little sound.
You heard a little sound?
Yes.
It's the door of the toy box closing, I think.
Complain. Why is they complain?
There, so that's all put away now for another year, isn't it?
On the big baby box. The big box.
You want a big box?
Yes. And the toilet in there.
Well, this is just a little bit of foil. I was just going to wrap the blue tack in a bit of foil and keep it in the box.
I'm going to hold it. Here. I want it warm.
To hold a piece of foil?
Yes.
There you are. Why are you putting it in your ear, Tommy? Piece of kitchen foil in your ear.
No.
So next Christmas we'll have to either get the same sweets or get something that's going to fit inside, but those little chocolate balls work quite well, didn't they? We managed to get three in most of the houses. I think some of the tiny houses only allowed us to put two in. was just going to have a look at the instructions to see what she had to do. It's called Santa's Game. Oh, I see, Thomas. You each have to throw the dice. The die, I think it's called, throw the die. And whoever scores the highest can start. And everybody has to start at the post office. And they have to move around the village green until they get to Santa's Grotto. Oh dear. So we opened each of the buildings every day, but I think you can play the game. And whoever throws the highest can open the chocolate of that day. That's
lock.
How it goes.
Well, the lock come up. Look, that.
What is it you lost, sweetheart?
The box is not
The box with all the houses in, it's there. But we have to put them away now till next Christmas, Thomas. Don't take them out, because they're quite fragile, these houses.
Oh. Hey.
Okay. Well, that's very clever. Well, shall we do that then? Let's put all the houses on the table carefully. Yeah. And then you scoop up one at a time. You scoop a house. You scoop up a house one at a time and tip it into the tin that we're storing them in. How's that? That's the bakery. Thank you. Which one's this? Number 21? That's a good game, isn't it?
Yes.
Number 12. That's right. That's a little house.